it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With the change in the weather and next weekend changing of the clocks, we wrapping up construction season on the Pennsylvania roads. Well, we have the man, PennDOT's District 11 Executive Jason Zhang is here. Welcome back, Jason.
Thanks, Larry. Good morning. How are you this morning? And thanks for having me.
How's it feel to live in one of the 25 best cities in the world, according to National Geographic?
I grew up here, born and raised. I love it here. So, yeah, it feels good.
All right, let's talk about this big project, Route 28, about the wrong way detection. I know this is something that you've been working on a long time. So what's the status update?
Yeah, we are we're probably 75% completed. We just started this in early spring here of this year, 2025, and should be wrapping up spring of next year, maybe February to March, sometime that time frame. So yeah, it's good progress, great progress. I think they've gotten a lot done in a short amount of time.
Yeah, really, really needed, and there have been some issues over the years and fairly recently too. So this is a life-saving project too. So that'll be done in the spring.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, when somebody gets on the road going the wrong way, it usually does end up, unfortunately, it does seem to end up in a fatality. So it is a very serious problem. I mean, this project is not going to eliminate that, because unless you put a barrier up to physically block the ramp, you can't guarantee that somebody's still not going to go the wrong way. But hopefully this helps.
It'll definitely help and save lives. All right, I want to talk to you, full disclosure. I used the 910 Wexford interchange off of 79. So even last night, coming back from the Penguins game, I saw the southbound traffic. There are some restrictions. And so this is a major project. And can you give us kind of a thumbnail of what exactly is going to happen there, because so many people use that exchange?
Yeah. So what we're doing is basically the biggest part of the project is relocating the northbound 79 ramps, the off ramp that takes you to 910 and the on ramp that takes you back to 79 from 910 northbound. We're basically eliminating those, the big pictures, eliminating the ramps where they are and relocating them across 79 to the west of 79 towards Nicholson Road. So that's pretty much the bulk of the project, if I can describe it at a very high level there. So that means we've got to build two bridges. You're still going to get off to the right. It's not going to be a left. It's not going to be an off a ramp to your left, you know, exit left. It's going to be a ramp off to the right. But then you're going to basically, as we say, fly over 79.
Ah.
To 910. Yep.
I get it now. So there'll be two new flyover structures that you have to build, and coming from the city, and then you'll be able to, but you'll be getting off on the other side of 79 from where you are now, which will allow a more organized, I guess, because it's a convergence of so many different ways.
Yeah, and one of the big things that does is it eliminates a traffic signal at the northbound off-ramp. So you've got that signal, and then you've got a signal right next to that Brandt School Road and VIP Drive. And, you know, if you use that a lot, you see how that all starts to back up. You get what happens is you get one movement, like everybody trying to make a right. There's not a lot of room to store those cars. And then it just blocks everybody else, and the traffic backs up onto 79. And it's one of the highest crash areas that we have in our district. Yeah, because of when it starts backing up onto the highway there, then you get rear-ended. We've got 290 crashes.
Really?
From 2017. Yeah, from 2017 to 2019 in that area. And 85% of those are rear-end crashes. So this is a really important project.
$46.5 million ending September 2027. That's the 910 Wexford interchange off 79. Now, let's go to Boyce Road. Speaking of 79, this is Parkway West, right?
That's right. Yep.
So what's the game plan?
This is good news. It's pretty much done. I mean, we're pretty much wrapping up out there. It's just minor things to finish up with. Just some sign structure work, some pavement markings, which this time of year gets to be tricky with the weather. We have to have certain temperatures, and it obviously has to be dry to be putting pavement markings down. But joint sealing, just like what we call punch list work, and that'll wrap up in January. So we're pretty much out of there on that project. We should be out of everybody's way.
All right, you got to get a lot done too before that draft comes.
Yeah, we're not working during the draft. You could be sure of that. We'll be out of people's way.
All right. Appreciate, as always, the update. Good information, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Jason Zhang is PennDOT District 11 Executive, and you're up to date.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.